gentlemen, it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Out here, WFMU. You're starring nothing like a bugle instrumental to liven up your day, huh? Andy Dio, Satellite. Got in backwards, we heard the Reekers and Don't Call Me Flyface. The Strangers did Caterpillar Crawl, Ronnie Isle did Wicked, and we opened up with Davey D and the Mudcats on the Ember label out of New York, Puddle Jumper. And Loud and Lonesome today. Make that Loud and Loathsome today. No radio family. But we have so much to do, so much to accomplish that we don't need them. We have, of course, our patented Hillbilly Guaranteed to Give You a Hangover, and we got a blues hangover, and we're going to do a little interview with Johnny Legend, who's promoting Sleazo Billy 93, which is next Thursday at the Lone Star, and he'll be telling you all about the great rock and wrestling show he's got lined up, and that's at 4 o'clock. And then later on, we're going to give away some tickets for Merle Haggard and Sleepy LaBeef over at Tramps, although they probably won't let the ticket winners in, because they never let me in when they tell me I can go get in for free. But we'll give away tickets anyway. And there's a million, like, great Gemini birthdays today, tomorrow, and yesterday. Don Sugarcane Harris, Jerry McCain, Lazy Lester, Kid Thomas. And, of course, Knuckleheads in the News and a bomb set and scratchy 45s in big piles all over the place. And without further ado, let's get to one of them. Roscoe Gordon on the Duke label.
Every time I hug my baby, this is all I can say. My tongue got twisted, with my last time, hot rock.
soul. Don't break the mold, just rock and roll, hot rock.
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Hello. Hello, Maria. Long, long time and no speak to me. Tell me something, Maria. Who can your bigger, bigger man be? Hey, Maria. Why don't you please, honey, please come back home? Squally missing you so much, baby. Hey, since you've been gone. When you left me, Maria, Lorenzo, he's gone too. Everybody's just talking and saying, Lorenzo, he's gone with you. Hey, Maria, why don't you please, honey, please come on back home? You know Pasquale missing you so much, baby. Hey, since you've been gone. Bigger, bigger boy now. All time calling your name. Every time he'll call you pretty baby, my poor heart fall down with pain. Hey, hey, Maria. Why don't you please, honey, please come back home? Squally missing you so much, baby. Yeah, ever since you've been gone.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Can really start.
Woo! First time that I saw your horn caused quite a storm. Caused my heart just up and left
for your whirling beauty and charm.
Woo! I had been looking around. I know that I couldn't have missed her. Cause when she walked into my life, it was
like a full-fledged twister.
Woo! Just like a tornado whirling around.
Love can really start. Really start.
Woo! First time that I saw your horn caused quite a storm. Caused my heart just up and left
for your whirling beauty and charm.
Woo!
I
little tornado.
This is a hit!
Would you like to ride in my Rocket 69?
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Well, would you like to ride in my Rocket 69?
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
With a sweet man like you, we could have such a wonderful time.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
You laughed the whole time, Bob, a while ago, went to my speech.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Well, you laughed the whole time, Bob, a while ago, went to my speech.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
You love the new world, I'm gonna take you in.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
We'll take off from the star and the moon, it's not too far.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Well, we'll take off from the star and the moon, it's not too far.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
We'll ride and guide and be so satisfied.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Shack on a edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking to your seat. A blue light lit ball in there. And your Dixon sight. Turn up the house of blue light. There's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecue ribs. But the treat of the trade is when they serve you all those fine 8-beat. You want to spend the rest of your brights. Then at the house of blue lights. Knock-down shack on a head to town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit all in there. And your Dixon sight. Turn at the house of blue light. There's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecue ribs. But the treat of the trade is
drinks when they serve you all those fine eight beef. You want to spend the rest of your price. Then at the house of blue lights.
Oh, yeah, man, slow down, take it easy. You're back in Detroit now. Take it easy there, man. Whoa, slow down there, boy.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Pound here, WFMU East Orange with Chuck Miller. By request, the House of Blue Lights. Word from Fluffy Hunter, Rocket 69, also by request. Dale Hawkins did Tornado. Big Walter and the Thunderbirds, Hello Maria. Johnny Carroll did Hot Rock, and we opened up with Roscoe Gordon, You Figure It Out. My theory about that record is that when they finished recording it, the producer said, what was the title of that one, Roscoe? And he said, You Figure It Out, and that's what they put on the label. Anyway, I forgot to mention, we are also going to have a little later in the show the world debut of the new Menster Phipp and the Phippsters record and some more of that new Hazel Atkins live album. And I think Hazel will be here next week on the show. I think he'll be in town at Maxwell's next Saturday and Sunday along with Menster Phipp, New Jersey's own Menster Phipp. Anyway, a little, what are all my useless friends doing that I'm supposed to be plugging this week? All right. Simon and the Bar Sinisters at Nightingales tonight. The Friggs and the Full-Time Men at Brownies with about five other bands tonight. Los Lobos for free at Summer Stage, Central Park, 72nd Street entrance tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock. And Arthur Alexander will not be appearing. He died. Oh, and Thursday night at the Lone Star Roadhouse on 52nd Street, Sleazabilly 93 with... Boy, there's so much on this bill. Johnny's just gonna have to explain it to you. The Aztec Mummy, Mexican Wrestlers, The Wall of Human Flesh, no, the Ring of Human Flesh, Johnny Legend and his Rockabilly Bastards, The Friggs, Go to Blazers, maybe The Great Gaylord, WFMU's own, Jeremy Tepper as a ring announcer, all kinds of amazing stuff. We'll be calling Johnny in about a half an hour. Anyway, getting to some news. My favorite character in the news this week, definitely, our K-person in a spaceship. Elizabeth Neese of the Bronx, age 36, she was arrested and charged with reckless endangerment after attempting to push her 6-year-old daughter out into traffic twice on the Grand Concourse up in the Bronx. Laugh track, please. Car stopped. The kid gets up. He goes back to mom. Mom throws her back out in traffic again. Luckily, the cars stopped again. The girl suffered only minor bruises. Niece seemed intoxicated, and when officers frisked her, a hypodermic needle fell out of her purse. She told us she was a school teacher and that she was waiting for a friend. She denied pushing her daughter out into traffic. But a Reverend Moses Zapata of the Love Gospel Assembly said the mother tried to push the kid right in front of his red van. Luckily, he stopped in time. Parenting, a word for the 90s. One more good one here. A Brooklyn school teacher who was declared dead by city ambulance workers who found her lying on the floor lifeless came back to life 2 hours later, and she came out of a coma yesterday. Authorities said that Nancy Vitale, age 40, of Brooklyn, told her parents she was depressed, worried that her parents asked her... Anyway, her parents were worried. They asked the landlord to check her basement apartment. They found the slender brown-haired woman lying on the floor just after 6 p.m. There were several sleeping pills on the table nearby. So the EMS guys show up. They diagnosed her as dead. They put her in a body bag, and she comes back to life when they unzipped her. Anyway, so much for stories. So much for the news. Got a lot more news coming up. Anyway, let's go right into Hillbilly Hangover with Eddie Noack.
Bad news, have blues, will travel. It's not in the papers or on the air. The bad news is in my baby's letter. She said she don't love me, don't even care. She told me I should try to forget her. I know I can't do it in this old town. I see her every place I go. Too many memories, so I'm outward bound. For nowhere on a train that runs slow. Feeling low, gotta go. Unravel, bad news. Have blues, will travel. I may send you a postcard any old time from any place along the track. Till these traveling blues give me peace of mind. Don't look for me, I won't be back. Long gone, moving on, scratching gravel. Bad news, have blues. We'll travel. Just keep on moving till I lose these blues, no matter what the cost. If I ain't got the fare, I'll walk holes in my shoes, cause that's the kind of love I've lost. Long gone, moving on, scratching gravel. Bad news, have blues, been traveling.
Turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Child, I've had a bad, bad dream. But dreams are sometimes real. How do you think I feel? It's funny, honey, how time changes things. Today in the same old way, but our love has gone with the tide. Nothing there is the same, and when I hear your name, they don't know how I'm hurting deep inside. Here, darling, all has changed. I've lost my way, it seems. The trail of yesterday is now the main highway. It's funny, honey, how time changes things.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
You're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up.
When it started,
only drank every once in a while. But then there was a bottle at every turn. Bottle after bottle, I tried to turn back every day. And I finally reached the point of no return. Now my family's gone, pride's gone, and I've lost all track of time. Nothing matters anymore, except where I'm gonna get my next drink of wine. To a man like me, life itself is of no concern. After you've reached the point of no return. For pleasure. But as they say, play with fire and you'll get burned. But little did I expect the day would come when I'd no return.
All right. Well, sober up and try to listen to this.
Lord, I wish I was a catfish swimming in the sea. With lots of pretty women, Lordy, fishing after me. Then I'd move, then I'd move, then I'd move to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now they call me Pretty Papa, the swellest guy in town. The women's all crazy about me, but my good gal turned me down. She done move, she done move. She done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Oh, pick it blues out, Billy. Looking down Beale, looking for the gal that they call Lucille. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now fooling around in Nashville, as blue as I can be, looking for that blonde that made a chump out of me. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you.
You've really got your nerve, haven't you?
Now if you go out and start a-playing around, your baby's gonna
gonna tear your playhouse down. You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You'll be moaning and a groaning. Lord, you better keep it on your mind. You better keep it on your mind. Every fuss with a woman's got the same old end. I don't believe the good Lord meant for a man to win. You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You'll be singing low and lonesome. Lord, you better keep it on your mind. You better keep it on your mind. If the judge says tear $40 a week, you dig up the money or you'll work the street. You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
You better keep it on your mind.
All the time.
When you're wearing striped breeches, son, it's gonna stay on your mind.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
There it is, today's Hillbilly Hangover. And then up there with Hank Williams, the old sorry ass himself. I guess they did dedicate a Hank Williams stamp this week. And I don't know when they actually issue it, but there's a Hank Williams stamp on the way sometime this month. It was dedicated last Wednesday by Postmaster Marvin Runyon at the, the Tennessee State Fair. Yeah, last Wednesday. Before that, we heard Ernest Tubb doing Robert Nighthawk's Kansas City Blues by request. Johnny Paycheck, The Pint of No Return. Lefty Frizzell did Time Changes Things. And we open up with Eddie Nowak, Have Blues, We'll Travel. Anyhow, what else is going on? Where are we? Do one quick news story. We got this cannibal guy, Albert Fentress, like up in he's in a mental hospital in Long Island. He was a teacher in Suffolk County. In November of 1980, he was found not guilty by reasons of insanity of the ghoulish murder of Paul Masters, a Poughkeepsie student who he killed and ate. And he's about to be released from, the mental hospital, and the kid's parents, they want to keep the poor guy in there. And, I think anybody can make a mistake once in a while. Things just get weird, and you got to eat a student. And, it's tough on teachers. And I think in the spirit of Christian charity, they should give him another chance. What did he do? He invited the youth in for a drink, then he led him to the basement where he tied him to a post, mutilated him, shot him, cut him up, cooked him, and ate him. Oh, well, we all make mistakes. Anyhow, we're going to call Johnny Legend in about 12 minutes, and to kill time until then, let's do this right now. This is a pretty important moment in radio history. It's the world debut of this record. It's on the Telstar label. It'll be out in a couple of weeks. Menster Phipp and the Phippsters, Phipp City. They're from right around here somewhere. Jersey, New Jersey. Where are they from? Fairlawn, New Jersey. Did they get us in Fairlawn, New Jersey? Anyway, this one's called Daddy Wants a Cold Beer.
This is a hit!
One of our all-time hits, Daddy Wants a Cold Beer. Very good.
not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
Love me tenderly all the way. Well, what would you like to hear? Mama, mama, do you want to rumble with me?
I don't want to hear that! I don't want to hear that!
Well, we gonna rock and roll tonight.
I like that!
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Oh, it is me. You love me. You love me. It always be true. Said that you love me.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Hey, dear, WFMU, East Orange. Tony Mason and the Starfires there. Woe is me. It's on the GMB label out of the. It says, first in the Lehigh Valley. I get good fan mail once in a while from the Lehigh Valley. Anyway, I think Lars is from the Lehigh Valley, if that's. That balances it out as a positive-negative kind of thing. Jerry McCain, who's 63 years old today, trying to please. He made all kinds of good records. We're going to play some more of him in Blues Hangover. He made some bad records, too. I'll give you a buying hint on Jerry McCain. There's that one great thing on the white label, the Choo Choo Rock album, which is also on a CD with some Kid Thomas trash. And it's anything on Excello was great. Anything on Trumpet was great. There's one good single on Rex, and then the rest of it is all garbage. Don't buy anything on Jewel is bad anyway. I don't buy any records on. I don't really like Jewel records. They always sound kind of bad. No other verbiage for that one. Anyway, Gerald called saying he went to high school where this Albert Fentress, the cannibal, who ate one of his students. Taught. And so they used to go up to his classroom and watch Wheel of Fortune and hang out with the guy. They like him. Couldn't be all bad. And we also got another call saying the Hank Williams stamp is out in the stores. I think there's also a Carter Family, Richie Valens, a whole bunch of stamps, you know, that you'd want to have. And let's do this thing. We're going to call Johnny Legend, and he's going to hype you on this. He's plugging Sleazo Billy 93. How does this thing work now? Air. Let's see, pick a line. Air, line. All right, I'm just going to call him and see how this thing, see if this works. Hey, I can't hear myself dialing. Why is that? To do it this way. Do we hear it ringing?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
What?
If you need help.
That doesn't make any sense. What's with this phone? Release the line. Let's try it one more time. Wow, this is incredible. Okay, I'm going to try it one more time. Oh, I dialed the wrong number. I know this is fascinating to listen to, but it doesn't. My phone hookup is not working that great. I'm going to try it one more time. I'm going to release everything. Here, get my drums back. Release that one. Release that. Okay. Air line. Now I'm going to dial.
Hello?
Johnny Legend.
Yeah, try to keep that thing active.
You're on the air.
Okay, very good. I was there before, but the thing disconnected us, so I hope it's going to be able to maintain communication for at least a few minutes.
Well, I'm sure it will. I think I got the thing conquered.
Okay, because it ain't on this end. I've got an actual working unit here. And not to nitpick, but this thing is called Sleazo-Billy.
Sleazo-Billy.
Not quite Sleazo-Billy, but Sleazo-Billy as in whatever.
It's the New York pronunciation.
Okay, it's Sleazo-Billy 93, and it's here, and so am I, and just start firing the questions, and I'll start firing the answers. Whatever I can tell you, it's all happening for real.
Okay, what is the Ring of Human Flesh?
Okay, the Ring of Human Flesh is a live bone-crunching wrestling display in a human ring of hand-picked celebrities and hungry starlets. They're basically some people who are so famous we can't even think their names out loud. I think you know who some of them are. Some of them are people culled from the various bands that are on hand that night. People like Stinky from the Mad Daddies, who's willing to let his name be mentioned, and some of the others who are still trying to decide whether or not they want to go on record as being a member of the Ring of Human Flesh in case they chicken out sometime during the next week. But it's basically a ring of people that is formed. There's a sacred oath that goes back thousands of years. They all have to be sworn in. They have to maintain the integrity of the ring throughout the entire match, and basically it's a wrestling match that's in a ring of people, human beings, instead of a wrestling ring.
Uh-huh.
Which comes in handy at a place like the Lone Star where there isn't really quite enough room yet for a real ring. Maybe by the time the night's over, there'll be room for nothing but a ring for the next time.
And there's Aztec Mummy will be there?
The Aztec Mummy will be there. He's a special referee. As you know, Jeremy Tepper, who is the former editor of Wrestling's Main Event. He's a very big figure in the wrestling world as well as the musical world, much like myself. He's the president of Diesel Only Records, and he'll be hosting the wrestling portion of the program. And the Aztec Mummy, like I say, will be there.
And not to mention a personal friend of Albert Fincher's.
Right, right. And some of the top lucha, you know, Mexican wrestling luminaries from the entire city and the surrounding boroughs and environs will be there tonight, be there on this coming Thursday. So it's looking pretty amazing.
So it's Johnny Legend and the Rockabilly Bastards, the Friggs, Go to Blazes,
exactly.
And the wrestlers. And so you're plugging 13 new videos. Why don't you tell the folks about the videos you're on?
Okay, well, people have been breathing down my neck for the last 5 or 6 years because I was resting on my laurels. I put out probably the most significant videos of the last decade all through the 80s, and it got to the point where I had so many out, and these dime store delinquent critics can't seem to keep track, and they would always review them as if they were brand new, so I figured I didn't need to put them out anymore, because even as late as 89 and 90, they were still reviewing them as if they had just come out, even if they were 6 years old. But what I've got out now is probably the most significant stuff I've ever done. The 13 brand new videos, Sleazemania on Parade, Teenage UFO Rock and Roll Monster Show, which is where I tell the entire rise and fall of the rock and roll experience, starting in 55 with Bill Haley going up to the ugly edge of Medicine Ball Caravan and things like that in the late 60s. Bikers, Blondes, and Blood, which is just what it sounds like. Teenage Gang Debs.
Good title.
That's a good one, yeah. Teenage Gang Debs, which is this totally astounding movie that's all the other titles are films that I host. They're features that have either never been available before on video or were out in such bad form that they were almost unrecognizable. Teenage Gang Debs is a total absolute gem that were made in 66 in Brooklyn. It's a black and white murky, I like to say it's shot somewhere between Blackboard Jungle and The Smut Peddler.
Wow.
It's about these bikers and girl gangs and martial arts, and all the dialogue sounds like it's right out of a 50s movie, but it's shot in 66, so the guys are starting to get those kind of wimpy mod haircuts, and it's just a total masterpiece. Also, Curfew Breakers, Violent Years, and Jail Bait, which were all featured in some of my earlier videos, at least the trailers. I've gone back. These are like the rediscovered versions where we've gone back to the original negative and put them out, just like, you know, a lot of people waste their time restoring things like Citizen Kane. I'm out there restoring the real masterworks. And on Violent Years and Jail Bait, I've got an interview with Rudolph Gray, the author of the Ed Wood book. Cotton Pick and Chicken Pickers, which is a really astounding country picture from the 60s with Del Reeves and Mel Tillis. Pot Parents and Police is a film I co-starred in about 20 years ago that I thought was completely dead and buried, and they started to dig it up, so I went ahead and put it out myself. Lost, Lonely, and Vicious, another weird late 50s murky JD movie. Speed Lovers from the late 60s came out. It was like a low-budget cross between, say, Wild Guitar and Rock Baby Rocket, if you know that one with Johnny Carroll. It's kind of like a low-budget version of Speedway with Elvis. And then one called You've Ruined Me, Eddie, from the late 50s, a very weird movie about a spoiled rich girl who gets pregnant and the boyfriend wants her to have the baby and she wants to have an abortion, so they go through this whole thing getting the boy arrested on trumped-up charges and try to get him bumped off, but it's like a small-town-gone-bad type of film.
Wow.
So it's 13 new videos all hitting right now this week, even as we speak. They're just starting to show up at Kim's Video in some of these places, and you'll probably be hearing a lot more about them as the year unravels, and I got 20 more coming before the year's out, so... The video end, you know, I'm trying to cover all every form of media at once as much as humanly possible.
John. You're a human dynamo.
I'm trying to be. I believe in, you know, I'm here to make history and not money, but I don't only like to make history, but I like to create history. Anybody can make history, you know, a serial killer or somebody can go out and bump off 5 or 6 cars in an intersection. That's one way to make history. I like to create history, like I did with Pencil Neck Geek 15 years ago, and kind of change the landscape of the world we live in.
Well, you've made it a better place for all of us.
Well, thank you very much.
So, Johnny Legend, this is Thursday night, Lone Star Roadhouse, 52nd Street in Manhattan.
Right.
And this is, let's go through the whole thing one more time. We have the human ring of flesh.
Right, it's the ring of human flesh. This is the basically I tested this a couple times to make sure it works, and it does work. This hasn't been done anywhere else on the face of the earth. It's really a kind of a devastatingly new idea, because with this kind of format, you can keep wrestling on a very sacred, integrity-ridden level, and you can take it just about anywhere. And
so there'll be live wrestling, the Aztec Mummy, the Friggs, Go to Blazes.
You've got it, and I want to mention that the Rockabilly Bastards on this particular evening is an all-star lineup featuring members of Simon and Bar Sinisters. Lars and Bruce from the A-Bones will be there. Some other, amazing surprise guests will, you know, so it's going to be like the most ambitious version of the Rockabilly Bastards I've had to date here. Like I say, just so these people get the message, there's going to be live wrestling, live rockabilly, live women, and dead drunks.
Wow.
Plus highlights from all 13 of my new videos, and there will be ferocious female wrestling films showing all night.
Amazing.
And even more important, because this is kind of a prestigious place, it's only going to be $6 for the whole night. That starts at 8:30 p.m., and that's a pretty low cover for this place, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's quite a deal.
It's quite a deal. And I don't want to hear these people whining around. You know, there's a lot of, what do you call them, bug-eyed, brain-dead, banana-sniffing buffalo heads in this town who go, I never like to leave the village, or I don't go past here, or I don't like to leave Jersey, or whatever. It isn't really that tough. You can get on a bus or a subway. You can go out and get on 50th. You can stagger over two blocks. I did it the other day. It took me about 5 or 6 minutes. The Lone Star is real easy to find. There's a lot of people who live here who haven't been to Times Square in probably 10 or 20 years, if ever. And it's really worth, you know, this is really worth going. I mean, there's a pretty big lucha scene starting to pick up in this town. I mean, there's a big card tonight I'm going to over at the Lower East Side Gym with about 30 absolutely amazing wrestlers on it. A lot of people that, you know, just don't follow wrestling don't know that these things are happening. There's a new manager in town who calls himself the Captain, who I'm starting to have a little trouble with. The last time I ran into a guy like that who was using the name the Captain, he had a record out called I Like to Hurt People, and you may remember from the mid-80s, by the time the smoke cleared, I was the person who had that record out on the Wrestling Rocks album, but was I Like to Hurt People by Johnny Legend, and that Captain is now no longer around. So whoever this new Captain is, he's handling a lot of these guys in town, and he may be a major stumbling block, and I think he's going to be down at this card tonight on the Lower East Side Wrestling Gym, but I'm planning to take on all comers and do whatever has to be done to get this thing rolling.
Well, good luck. You know, there's one more thing I wanted to ask you about. Your,
yeah.
Your sister has a video that just came out about, called I'm From Hollywood.
Right.
Andy Kaufman documentary. You want to,
yeah,
what's the deal with that?
Okay, well, what happened with that is, you probably remember I made Breakfast with
Blasey. I saw it. It's amazing.
Which was, at the time, we thought was going to be Andy Kaufman's last film simply because he died, shortly after we finished the thing. He was years ahead of his time. He was ahead of the Hulk Hogan era. He was doing this thing, celebrities getting involved with wrestling back before it was fashionable.
Pre-Cyndi Lauper, yeah.
Right. Now, if you watch my Breakfast with Blasey, this is totally authentic. There's a scene in there where he is trying to pick up on a girl at the next table, and that happens to be my sister, and that was shot as it happened. She didn't know him. She was sitting there. She was sitting at that table while we shot the thing, and he was trying to pick up on her.
At Sambo's?
At Sambo's. And her name is Lynn, and he spent an inordinate amount of the video trying to put the make on her, and then he spent the next year following through, and they finally ended up in love and inseparable and so forth, and then she embarked with him while he was still around on putting together this I'm From Hollywood, the definitive, you know, wrestling video on his entire wrestling career, and then he did pass away, and she went on very diligently for the next 5 or 6 years getting the thing finished. She went back to Memphis. She went back to Jerry Lawler and Jimmy Hart and all those people. She finally got the thing done. It's a real masterpiece. I don't know if
it
you
is.
Know.
I saw it. It's incredible.
It is. And Time Magazine, just to give you an example of some of the press the thing has gotten, at the year-end review or whatever, which is the beginning of the year we're in now, Time Magazine listed it as the #4 TV event of the entire year, which means they had Johnny Carson's retirement #1, the Rodney King thing was #5, and they listed I'm From Hollywood as #4. That's how significant they thought it was. So that's,
wow.
That's pretty amazing. That's what you call the above-ground or mainstream media trying to stick their nose in, just like these guys, REM, trying to jump on the Johnny Legend Blasey bandwagon, which you already know about.
We don't like them.
But, you know, what can you say?
I don't know. We're gonna play something from, you got a new Rolling Rock album out.
Right, on top of everything else, Johnny Legend's Greatest Hits Volume None is out. It's just
rock
sold out in this country now. I think the last place you can find it is in the A-Bones Billy and Miriam's catalog at the moment. And it's kind of a masterpiece unto itself. It's the first Rolling Rock album in 10 years. I'm not sure which cut you're gonna play, but it'll probably be one I'll be doing this
Soaking
Thursday.
Soaking the Bone. Right. So don't forget, folks. Sleaze-a-Billy, 93, Thursday night at the Lone Star.
Right.
Thank you, Johnny Legend. We'll see you then.
I'll see you there, Hal.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
What a guy. Renaissance man, Johnny Legend. Anyway, this is a good record, man. I don't like any new records, but I like this one. Check it out.
going along, Daddy. Otherwise, it just ain't no fun. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. Don't wanna quit it. I'm gonna get it. Don't wanna hit it. I'm gonna get it. I can't quit it. I'm gonna get it. I'm so good to both of them. I'm gonna soak it. Don't choke it. I'm gonna soak it. Don't stroke it. I'm gonna soak it. You almost broke it. I'm gonna soak it. Don't croak it. Yeah, you better believe we're soaking the bone tonight. I'm gonna get it.
This is a hit!
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till some...
Oh, wait a second. I gotta do a live recue. I've just screwed up about four different cues here, but, you know, they make an out something 12 inches and it spins it. At 45, it just makes no sense to me. Big one's 33, small one's 45. That's about all like my brain can handle. Let's re-cue this. Freddie Blassie, absolute classic.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, it looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks. You got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking B.F. with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. You know where I can be found? Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil neck.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Rockabilly rumble. Well, that shot Rudy sets the joint on fire. Sheila was a-drippin' from the dead inside. When the coldest boys come a-crashin' through, she
Rockabilly said, "Whoa, how do you do?" It was a rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, well, a rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, well, a rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble was red hot chicks, just crazy for kids. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, big buck holy wood out his blade, said, "I'm going to be wicked and I'm going to be late." But she land, Rudy was a lost and sin, so Buck says, "Excuse me, I'm cutting in." Rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, well, a rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, well, a rockabilly. Rockabilly Rumble was golden cracking and fingers snapping at the rockabilly, rockabilly rumble. Black boots bobbing to a boogie beat, tight skirts hugging that hot pink meat, black silk stockings slipping to the floor, and everybody hollering, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!" Well, Jenny got juicy and started to train. Joni was mumbling on a daisy chain. That couldn't seem to get her pants loose. We said, "Thank you, baby, you can be the caboose." Rockabilly, rumble with a rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble with a rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, every cat and chick getting in their legs at the rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble. Jesse was the first one to rock the boat. Rudy came screaming, went for his throat. There was a puff of smoke and a flash of lead. The poor Rudy didn't have no head. Jesse says it don't mean nothing to me. I got the devil playing, I'm seeing red. That's how it is when you're born dead. Black boots bobbing to a boogie boogie, tax skirts hugging that hot pink meat, black silk stockings slipping to the floor, and everybody hollering, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!" Well, rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, well, rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble, well, rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble. Now we're dressed for war and just itching for more of that rockabilly, rockabilly, rumble.
Hello, baby. This is Hassel Agnes, star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM each on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
Do the hammer lock. Do the hammer lock. If you ain't never done this kind of hunch, you ain't never been right, baby. Do the hammer hunch. Do the hammer hunch. Then you get up and go. By God, I can't take that boy. You could keep this up, baby. Do the hammer lock. Do the hunch, the hunch, the hunch. Do the hunch.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, Pitt, here we go, watch it. Hold it, baby.
Don't do it.
Keep this up, baby. We ain't gonna last too long. Do the hammer hunt. Do the hammer look. Ah, yes. Do the hammer hunt. All that long. Now hush it, baby.
All right. Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hazel Atkins there with the Hammer Hunch, a.k.a. the Crusher, from his brand new live album, Look at That Caveman Go. I think Hazel will be here with us next week. And he's at Maxwell's in Hoboken next for Saturday and Sunday. Before that, Johnny Legend, Rockabilly Rumble, Fred Blassie, Pencil Neck Geek, which Johnny produced, and Johnny Legend, Soaking the Bone from his new Rollin' Rock album. What a guy, right? And don't forget that Sleazeability, 93, Thursday night at the Lone Star. And if we haven't had enough phone fun already, folks, there's a Vibe report on the line, boy.
Roscoe,
yo, can
you hear me?
How you doing?
I'm okay. We're rocking. We got the rockin' wrestling thing going on today.
Big
like
time.
We had Johnny Legend on the show. And
Johnny Legend,
on
he's
the
got
phone.
The push.
He's amazing.
He's always got the push.
A renaissance fella.
He is.
Anyway, what are you up to?
Well, I'm stuck at the Holland Tunnel, a spot I know you love, know and love.
So you got a nice fume head going, huh?
Yeah, and guys are like selling gloves. It's 92 outside, and they're selling gloves.
Makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
Well.
But, you know, these people are fighting to go to New Jersey.
Oh, so you're going out to this record company schmooze party.
Well, he looks over his shoulder. yeah, we're going to see Copperhead. They're playing at somebody, Jill's birthday party.
Jill from Lembo's office?
No, it's another Jill.
Mm-hmm. Jill St. John?
Me and Alec and Sherry are headed out there. We've got pink lemonade soda and crackers, some Bud.
Wow.
But,
well, do you guys have a radio in the car?
Yeah.
This next record is for you guys.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I never know where to put this one, but I played it. I bought it from Hal Wilner. I played it last week. I got the best response I've gotten since, like...
Oh, this is the most awful record of all time.
Oh,
right?
It's incredible. It's not awful. It's wonderful. It's Stephen
Eady.
I'm
excited about that.
Well, I'll give you, like, a few minutes to get back in the car when this is over, and just to make sure you hear the whole thing.
Yeah, not too long, because we might get stuck in the tunnel.
Oh, okay.
So it's not moving with much rapidity.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
So, I mean, that's kind of the vibe, today's vibe.
Okay, well, that's a great vibe. Have fun at your schmooze fest.
Will do. Maybe I'll catch you down at Brownies at the Full-Time Men afterwards.
Possible.
We're
possible.
Going to another schmooze fest, you know. They're booked all day.
Okay, Roscoe, drink heavily.
Will do.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe. There you go. State of the Vibe report from a traffic jam. What a guy. Bring down the vibes. Bring up the hound sound there. So, what else are we doing? That's it. I think I've covered everything. I'm going to play this thing. I don't know where to put it in the show. It doesn't fit in anywhere else. But I saw Wilner last night, and he said, you can hang on to the record for a little while. Here it is. Our summer hit 93, Stephen Eady.
About to come through.
Yeah?
My agent's working on a deal right now in Tahoe. Got a good connection on the Joey Bishop show.
Doesn't pay much though.
But in the meantime, it's good. Hard to find material. What a drag.
What a drag.
What a drag.
What a drag.
I'm looking for something in the Hal David and Bert Bacharach bag.
Got to slip on Music City. I got a group called the Nitty Gritty. Ain't the Beatles groovy? Say, did you dig that movie? Hi, sweetie, tell me, baby, what's new? What's happening with you?
Ooh, let
goodness seed, last time I seen you, my agent was working on a deal in Tahoe. The deal fell through, and so did my agent. I got me a new man now. He's going to make me a star on Broadway. Of course, I got to take my clothes off, but he tells me it's good exposure.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Wow. This has been a pretty weird show, huh? But Stephen Eady, hi, sweetie. Hit of the year. Anyway, let's just clear the air. I'm going to blow the cobwebs out with a good VOM set, and then we'll get back. We'll get serious. We'll play some good music in a little while. But for now, the Wailers. Wow, what the hell was that? Oh, I got to re-cue this whole thing. I'm going to play Hi, Sweetie again. Everything's going wrong today. I can't get one technical thing working. It's that new moon. Just getting used to the... I'm playing this record again until I got to re-cue the whole VOM.
Hi, sweetie, tell me, baby, what's new? What's happening with you?
Got a few things cooking about to come through.
Yeah.
My agent's working on a deal.
All right, I won't make you hear the whole thing twice. I got the record re-cued. The Wailers.
Yeah.
thing we want to mention about rock music, and then we'll pull the whole thing in together. The one big thing about rock music that we have not mentioned is that it's loud. It's loud. No question about it. The kids say, if it ain't loud, it ain't no good, and they're right.
You mean to say you're going to talk about these miniskirts? You better believe I am, my friend. It's wrong. Girls, your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. I'm not riding a hobby horse tonight, but I'm alarmed when the Catholic Digest can come out and tell the American people, I said Catholic Digest, and many of our poor Pentecostal preachers don't have sense enough to say a word about it, and they're afraid to open their mouths that somebody might say something about them or accuse them for being backwards or something. The Catholic Digest said, young lady, young Catholic girls, whenever you want something to be advertised, you put it in the shop window. This is the term they used. And they said, if you're trying to advertise your body as bait, if you're trying to use it as a lure, if you're trying to use it as a sex kick, then you are succeeding. Because the present dress, the miniskirt, is aiding and advocating this as nothing else. And I'm here to tell you, the Bible says, girls, and I'm talking to Pentecostal mothers, and the mothers are to blame. You hear what I'm saying? The mothers are to blame. My God, put some clothes on your children.
That girl in the miniskirt.
I got so sore, she was so slow. Working with my bro, checking out the miniskirt move. Well, she walked up to me and said, Daddy, what you doing? Could tell by her smile that evil was a screwing. She said her name was Jezebel, and Jezebel hurt.
Foxy little mama in that miniskirt.
I got so sore, she was so slow.
Checking out those mini-skirt moves.
Mockingbirds and Governor Catalina. It's their only LA appearance. Ad is with the Moonlight Cruise at the Casino Ballroom on Catalina Island. It's your chance to see and dance with this fantastic group from England, the Yardbirds, no age limit. Return the same night. Admission to the dance plus the cruise, off only $10. For information, call 775-3341. It's on Tuesday, August 23rd. The boat leaves at 6:30 p.m. from San Pedro. Remember that night, August 23rd, the Yardbirds, presented by Bill Quarry, Teens and Twenties. Andy Warhol's Plastic Inevitable show at the Trip starting tonight. You'll flip at the Velvet Underground and Nico, the Incredible Light Show, and Andy's fabulous underground movies. Better not miss it, baby.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down here, today's Vom set, and that's the Velvet Underground, the newly reformed Velvet Underground. I got good reports of a few friends of mine who saw them in Amsterdam last week. Move right in from the Cleveland 68 bootleg. Yardbirds, Rack My Mind, The Flower Children by Request, Miniskirt Blues. The Sonics did The Hustler, The Wailers did Out of Our Tree, and then we heard Stephen Eadie doing Hi Sweetie 1.5 times, and that goes out to Hal Wilner, who lent me that record. And a good one it is, a good one it is. Getting back to the news. What's happening in the news? I got one good news story here. A teenage boy hit a 78-year-old woman on the head with a boombox after she complained about the lyrics of the rap song he was listening to. Then he beat and kicked her to death. Victor Branciocci, age 16, told friends he killed Molly Mae Frazier in Point St. Lucie, Florida, and left her body in a vacant lot near his home last Friday. The youth returned to Frazier's body the next day to try to remove any fingerprints. He tried to burn the body with a crumpled newspaper and matches, and he spray-painted the woman's body red. A man who heard the story of the slaying from a friend of Branciocci's alerted police, who searched his home, and they found a pair of bloody shorts and shoes, cans of red spray paint, a cassette player, and other evidence. There you go. Let's see, what else is in the news? You know, I got so much news here. So much. One more quick one. Darwin, Australia. An Aboriginal man who placed the curse on the most popular Australian rules football club said Wednesday he'd planned to lift the spell, which coincided with a 3-game losing streak for the team. John Kelly, a member of the Walpiriri tribe from Central Australia, said he placed the curse on the Collingwood team for alleged racist comments by Alan McAllister, the club's president. McAllister later apologized. Australian rules football is a combination of rugby and soccer, and it attracts up to 80,000 fans per game. Bet you wanted to know that. Anyhow, let's go one time through the announcements. Of course, you know about this Johnny Legend Sleaze Mania, Sleaze-a-Billy 93. We're giving away a couple of pairs of tickets for that in a second. And the Simon and the Bar Sinisters tonight over at Nightingale's. And the Senders and the Full-Time Men. No, not the Senders. The Frigs, the Full-Time Men, the Cherubs, and like 10 other bands are at Brownies tonight. Los Lobos at Summer Stage in Central Park tomorrow for free, 3 o'clock. And next week on the Hound Show, I believe Hazel Atkins will be here. If not, he'll definitely be at Maxwell's next Saturday and Sunday. All right. So I'm just going to get back into it a little bit. A lot of birthdays. We went through this earlier. A lot of great Geminis. And Don Sugarcane Harris's birthday is, when was it? Yesterday. He was 55 years old. Does anybody know if Don got out of prison yet? A good friend of mine was playing a benefit in Chino Prison, and Don got up out of the audience and jammed with him. Anyway, I don't know if he's out of prison or not, but let's hear this one from Don and Dewey. This is Don playing the fiddle, and I'll tell you what. We're going to take the third and fifth caller, two tickets, two spots on the guest list for Sleaze-a-Billy 93 at the Lone Star next Thursday. Please don't ask what you want. If you ask what you win, you immediately don't win. Third and fifth call, the number 201 area code 678-7743. Let's hear it from Don Sugarcane Harris.
Oh, yeah.
We gave away both pairs of tickets, folks, so save your quarters. But we're giving away Merle Haggard and Sleepy LaBeef tickets a little bit later, so keep listening.
Well, I went downtown to a dance last night. The dancers were dancing with all their might. A little blonde stepped up and said, listen, son, we'll get on the floor, we're gonna have some fun. But don't stop now.
My first song that I sing to your head. I call it one.
I'm
this. If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Your game, having all the fun, and I'm getting all the blame. Who in the heck gave you permission to date another guy? Who in the heck gave you permission? I wanna know. Your game. You're doing all the cheating and I'm getting all the blame. Who in the heck gave you permission to date another guy? Who in the heck gave you permission?
My name is Arthur Alexander, and I'm here with the Hound on WFMU 91.1.
An all-American boy sings.
going to the beach. I got a hot rod and a cool looking beach. Come on, baby.
No, guys.
Come on, honey, now cut the ice.
Haven't you read? Haven't you heard? Well, man, why haven't you got the word?
There's sharks in these waters. Meow. Sharks in these waters. Meow.
Wanna be shark bait?
I split for the beach, I came on alone. I left my quivering chick at home. I ran through the sand and jumped in the sea. Yikes, there's a hungry shark staring at me.
I warned him once, he'd better stay at home. But my big key man had to make the sea alone.
There's sharks in these waters.
Yeah.
Sharks in these waters.
Yeah. If you're going to the beach, it's no day. I don't wanna be shark bait. Shark bait.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Howdy, Eric, WFMU East Orange, Shark Bait by request, Larry and Dixie Davis on the Kangaroo label out of Texas. The late, great Arthur Alexander, who will not be opening the show for Los Lobos tomorrow, the girl that radiates that charm. The Caps did Who the Heck, the Rivingtons, Mama Uma Mau Mau. Roy Hall did Don't Stop Now. We opened up with Don and Dewey. Don Sugarcane Harris's birthday was, I think, yesterday. Let me look at my chart here, my celebrity birthday chart. Yesterday he was 55. Happy birthday, Don Harris. And this is The Hound. I'm driving for another hour. We're going to give away these Merle Haggard tickets in a minute. It's Merle Haggard and Sleepy LaBeef. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at Tramps. Now, first winner will get the 7:30. The first winner gets their choice of either show. The second pair, you get what's left. Now, I always have every time that Tramps tells me I can go, so they can get into a show, they always say you're not on the list. So there's a good chance if you win the tickets, they won't let you in anyway. I don't like this club, but hell, the tickets are sitting there in the drawer. We might as well give them away. And I'll let you know how we're going to give them away in a minute. We've got a couple more news stories and a lot of great news stories. Renega did a bang-up job in the news this week. I like this guy. Bronx detectives last night arrested the customer who allegedly beat a street vendor to death with a baseball bat for not putting enough syrup on his ice. Alex Rios, 19, of College Avenue in the Bronx, was charged with murder and weapons possession and the beating death of 56-year-old ice vendor Felix Rodriguez of the Sheridan Avenue. This was on June the 9th. Englewood, Colorado, a boy had a 5-foot-long arrow lodged in his head, is making a remarkable recovery and could be home in time to celebrate his 10th birthday. Robin Hood Stewart, was in serious condition at Swedish Medical Center after he was struck while playing near an arrow-throwing tournament at Little Bighorn River. His father, Marvin Stewart, drove him 40 miles to the hospital with the end of the arrow sticking out of the car window. Doctors used bolt cutters to snap the wooden shaft of the arrow, and surgeons later removed the arrowhead, which partially severed the optic nerve to his left eye. Another good red-faced Pentagon brass have yanked a statue of a returning Gulf War veteran hugging his daughter after learning the soldier who posed for it is in prison for sexually abusing her. General Colin Powell, who arranged for J. Seward Johnson artwork to be exhibited at the Pentagon, ordered the statue to be taken down, according to Newsweek. The statue will apparently return after Johnson does some cosmetic surgery on the soldier's face to make it appear generic. one more quick one, and then we'll go back. We'll do Blues Hangover. Patty Hearst had an eerie encounter during the break in the filming of the new John Waters flick, Serial Mom, in which she stars. A nondescript man approached her and said, "I'm restarting the Symbionese Liberation Army. Do we have your patronage?" Patty cast her eyes down and said, "No." All right, how are we going to give away these Merle Haggard tickets? A trivia question? Luck? Let me think about this for one second. Merle Haggard and Porky LaBeef at Tramps. Wednesday night, 7:30 and 10:30. You know what? We're gonna, just going to go for the sheer potluck. I'm going to take the fifth and seventh callers. The first caller, you get your choice which show you want to go to. The second, the seventh caller, you get whatever's left, all right? The number, 201-678-7743. Don't ask what you want or you'll be disqualified. All right, Blues Hangover with Jerry McCain's birthday today. He's 63 years old. Let's hear from him. Choo Choo McCain. All the tickets are gone, folks. We gave away all the tickets. Save your quarter.
Baby said, I just got to. Said, baby, just let me feel it. Said, no, I ain't gonna let you do nothing to it until we're married. He said, baby, I got to. Said, just let me smell it. Oh, please. She said, baby, said, you don't have to wait but until Monday and you can get it. Said, baby, said, but I just got to smell it. She said, all right, I'm gonna let you smell it one time. He got down there and said, I'll you show this will keep till Monday.
I'm just a bad boy. are coming back bigger than ever this year, and that's what I need right now, a good sock blues number.
Cross your plate and know that ain't right. Now I like to eat as well as any man, but there are some rules a fool should understand. When you've had one helping and want an extra piece of cake, I'm telling everybody, don't reach across my plate. I was at a party last night over at Big Mary's. I can't reach across my plate, got his coat sleeve in my gravy. I didn't say a word, just looked him dead in the eye. He reached across my plate and cut him a piece of pie. Now I don't care if you do it for a prank, and I don't care if you is had a drink, especially when I'm out and I'm with my date. Don't you go reaching across my plate. At a party last week, they were some high class folk. Had everything on the table, and that ain't no joke. Had barbecue, possum, rattlesnake, gravy, chicken fried skunk, smelled real crazy. Everything went fine, but one thing made me blue. A cat reached across my plate for some armadillo stew. Now when you at the table, you act real nice. You say, pass me that, or pass me the rice. But just because you hung and happened to come in late, don't you go reaching across my plate. Pass that turkey down this way, brother.
Well, all right, but why can't you just get physical like a human?
I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in vain. No use of crying, you did the lying. You tried to cheat, baby, you're to blame. But it's no use, baby, your crying's all in vain.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, we finally got through Blues Hangover. There you go. Lazy Lester, I hear you knocking. Lazy will be 60 years old tomorrow. He's the only person that ever came out to the Hound Show who stopped at the shrimp truck on Route 280 West on the way back. What a guy. Lazy Lester, I hear you knocking on the Excello label. TV Slim did Don't Reach Across My Plate. Memphis Mini on electric guitar yet. Kissing in the Dark on the Job label. Eddie Taylor did Bad Boy. And Jerry Choo Choo McCain, Turn Your Damper Down. And I get a lot of calls for that stuff. It originally came out on a white label album called Choo Choo Rock, and it's now available on this compact disc called Rock and Harmonica Bluesmen on the Austrian Wolf label, which is it's got that whole album on it, and it's got a bunch of Kid Thomas trash. Jerry McCain, 63 years old today. What a guy. Anyway, got a little bit more news. Bakersfield, California, a dead three-year-old boy lay 5 years in the trunk of his transient parents' car, said sheriff's deputies, who found the tiny skeleton under a mound of clothing. The boy's mother and stepfather, D.H. Stewart and William Bell, were arrested and booked into the Kern County Jail for investigation of manslaughter. 5 years. Didn't start stinking or anything? Ithaca, New York, a man bit off the tip of a police officer's nose Friday when the officer intervened in a domestic dispute. That's all you need to know about that one. This is another really good one. Columbus, Georgia. 7 sixth graders plotted for months against their teacher, dumping chemicals into her iced tea, trying to trip her on the stairs, smuggling weapons into school. These kids are very cool. One girl is accused of bringing chemicals from her home chemistry set to slip into the teacher's tea. A boy is described as bringing a handgun to school in his book bag and a knife described as big and long, quote unquote. The unidentified teacher who had taught at Georgetown for more than 20 years learned about the scheme about a week ago as rumors spread to the school's 697 students. The teacher was never actually confronted with a weapon and did not get sick from the tainted tea. I guess but she did drink the tea, which was tainted with some kind of chemicals. Anyway, let's go right back into it. What do we got? Ronnie Moline on the King label.
Well, you see, you're gonna leave me. I don't care. No more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Ooh, a big fat mama. Well, you big fat mama. Well, you big fat mama. And you don't move me no more. Well, I told you I love you. Moving no more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Ooh, big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Are you to move me no more? No more. Well, a big and a bleeding. You can come back to me. Well, a big and a bleeding. You can come back to me. Well, I don't care, baby. I won't want to be free. Well, a big fat mama. Woo, big fat mama. Yeah, big fat mama.
Personality Station.
That's right. That's us. Personality Plus.
Da-da-da.
star music, star talent for the real All-Stars, meaning you, our listeners. Right here, all day. We play music with you in mind.
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
shake 'em by my way. Oh, Willie May, I come and shake 'em by my way. You're gonna drive me wild, you know I love you, child, oh, Willie May. Oh, Willie May, I love you more every day. Woo! Oh, Willie May, yeah, I love you more every day. They say that love is blind, but baby, not of your kind, oh, Willie May. You give me chills when we meet, like a bulldog walking barefoot on a cold, cold street, Willie May. I come and shake 'em by my way. You got the love I need, honey, yes indeed, oh, Willie May. When we meet, like a bulldog walking barefoot on a cold, cold street, Willie May. I come and shake 'em by my way. Yeah, you got the love I need, oh, honey, yes indeed, oh, Willie May.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Sorry if I'm late on the draw, but I think we got Menster Fifth is going to be on the show next week, and possibly Hazel Atkins, depending on Haz's schedule, but it's a big double bill. That was the great Al Casey, Willie May, on the Liberty label. He's the guy who played on The Fool by Sanford Clark and a million great records, studio guitar player. Nathaniel Meyer and the Fabulous Twilights, Well, I Got News on the Fortune label. Jimmy Heap did Little Jewel. Charles Lightheard did I Need Your Love. Ronnie Moline, Fat Mama. So don't forget next week, Hazel Atkins and Menster Phipp and the Phippsters here on the Howard Show and in Maxwell's. Don't forget tonight, Simon and the Bar Sinisters at Nightingale's, and then there's the Friggs and the Full Time Men and 93 other bands at Brownies. Los Lobos is at Summer Stage tomorrow, 3 o'clock for free. And Johnny Legend's Sleazabilly 93 with live Mexican wrestlers and the Aztec Mummy and the human the ring of human flesh and the Friggs and Go to Blazes and Jeremy Tepper and maybe the great Gaylord. That's next Thursday at the Lone Star. And we're just going to rock right through the end of the show with Bill Morrison all queued up here. A little too queued up, if you ask me.
One of the biggest weapons in the devil's grab bag of tricks today is the weapon of sex. The devil has used sex and is using sex as he is using no other club of power and strength to beat into submission and wreck and steal and destroy multiplied millions of our youth in this hour. Boom, 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 boom.
Harley, cutest thing that you'll ever see. Got a bike by the name of Tilly that my mama brought for me. Got to freeze all the old barbarians, want no rust on them at all. God agrees all the old barbarians, so I'll never, never stall. I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time, gonna pump Tilly tonight. Gonna pump Tilly right down the line, right Tilly out of sight. When I put on my brand new pedal, she'll ride so doggone smooth. Well, I must put on my pedal, then no Tilly's in the groove. Well, I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time, gonna pump Tilly tonight. Gonna pump Tilly right down the line, ride Tilly out of sight. It's my bike by the name of Tilly, fastest thing that ever rode. It's my bike by the name of Tilly that can carry such a load. Well, I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time, gonna pump Tilly tonight. I'm gonna pump Tilly right down the line, ride Tilly out of sight. I'm gonna ring her bell tonight. I'm gonna tighten the screws on Tilly and ride with all my might. Well, I ain't pumped Tilly in a long time. Gonna pump Tilly tonight. Gonna pump Tilly right down the line. Gonna pump, 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 pump Tilly out of sight.
This necking and petting and smooching and promiscuity that makes the rounds in this accepted society today is playing with disaster and flirting with death.
Get first you drew away. She's a real hot baby. I think she's here to stay.
The present music scene defies all description. The so-called rock of this hour that is being played on the top 40 stations is music that is inspired by the devil demon forces of hell.
Well, I got booed and I couldn't find my way back home. Well, I got booed and I couldn't find my way back home. I was and looked around. Man asked me where to go. I said, sorry, Jack, but I don't know. God, and I couldn't find my way back home. I said, please don't that ruin my life, God. And I didn't know my best friend. Pass him up. Now you know that was a sin. But I got booty, and I couldn't find my way back home. But I got booty, and I couldn't find my way back home. I was so high.
But he said, this music scene that's in every nightclub, every discotheque, every honky-tonk, every home almost in America. He said, parrots may not realize it in this hour, but the songs with their lyrics are lyrics that are advocating dope-taking, that are advocating every filthy, suggestive filth that the mind of man can imagine. And my God, the devil in this hour is using the entertainment medium, young people. It's directed at you, the big beat that's filled with the demon forces of hell, that has a meaning that wants to bypass mom and dad and go straight to the heart of the young person. It's inspired by the devil for one reason, and I'm going to tell you what it is. They tell us, and you listen to what I'm about to tell you. They tell us in just a few short years, and they are making giant strides today, that the sex act is going to be performed on any street corner in America with anyone that wants to look a phone being able to do so. You hear what I'm saying in this hour. You say, my God, preacher, that's ridiculous. Did you ever think that you would come to the time in America to where that women would walk around so undressed that it would defy all description? You say, preacher, you mean to say you're going to talk about these miniskirts? You better believe I am, my friend. It's wrong. Girls, your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit.
I want you to
wild back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange. Tommy Lewis, a.k.a. Kid Thomas there, Whale Baby Whale. He would have been 59 tomorrow had he lived. Speaking of Whale Baby Whale and Kid Thomas, you know the Spaeth brothers would be back together, reunited tonight. I announced this earlier, and I forgot to tell you about Gordon Spaeth has resurfaced in the Crazy Pages featuring Flick Ford at Flannery's, 205 West 14th. Completely spaced out on that one before. Anyway, going through that rather lengthy set, Hazel Atkins, Let's Do Like We Done from the brand new Look at That Caveman Go live album. Hazel will be here next week. Champion Jack Dupree, Shake Baby Shake, Bobby Robertson, The Bad Habits, Did Craven, Little Sonny James, Did I Got Booted, The Sabres, My Hot Mama, The Swallows, Bicycle Tilly, and Bill Morrison, Baby Be Good, to open that set up. Wild Girls up next, If the Good Lord's Will and the Crick Don't Rise. We'll be back next week with Hazel Atkins and Menster Phipp in tow. WFMU, East Orange. Where's my outro? There it is. Good night,
so
kids.
Bad. You found someone new, because deep down inside I know you can't love too. You know I ain't no fool. I can surely take her in, but I'll just hang around. You were born to be no good, and I know you'll never be. Why I keep hanging around, and I know it can't be me. I can tell you're growing tall. I'm afraid that you are. Let one go, and it might be me. I tried to fool myself and say it just can't be.
This is Lorne Greene reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like
WFMU,
particularly when no one is watching.